Okay, one flamate at the bottom. The Yach Ba'anshe Beit Shemesh. And he struck the people of Beit Shemesh. Ki ro'u ba'aron, because they looked at the Aaron. Mishum de ro'u v'yach, because they looked at the Aaron, they got struck. So Rebbe Abau v'Rebbe Elazar. Pchadama koitzim shtachavim. They were harvesting and bowing. They were multitasking. Hayu, it was not covered for the Aaron. Pchadama mili nami amo. They were also saying things as well. They said, man amrich, who got you angry? The amris, that you got angry. Man os aloch, and who came to you to feist and appeased you? I mean, why didn't you set yourself free earlier? V'yach ba'am shim ish v'chamishim elef ish. Okay, so Rabbi Abau, Rabbi Elazar, same people arguing. Chadama shivim ish hayu. There was actually only 70 people. B'chol echad v'echad, and each one of them was shokol, had the weight of k'chamishim elef, like 50,000. B'chadama, it says the opposite. He says, Chamishim Elef Hayu, there were actually 50,000 people. V'chol echad v'echad, and each one had the weight of Shokol Keshivim Sanhedrin, like the Sanhedrin. V'ayhi kita'adu, when they stepped, Noisi Aaron Hashem, the carriers of the Aaron Hashem, Shishatadim, were six steps, v'yizbach shur mari, they shechted a shore, an ox, and a marine, and an isle. Uksiv, Shiva Porim. It says there was actually seven oxen, Vishiva Elim, and seven rams. So Amara Papa Boshmul, Alkol Psia Psia. And each Psia was Shua Marie, was one ox and one ram. Alkol Shesh Vishesh, and of his six Psios, Shiva Porim, Vishiva Elim. There was on every six set of six, yeah, not seven, every six, yeah, then they did seven. Okay, Amar Le Rav Chista Im Kain. If it's like you're saying, Mileis Es Kol Eretz Yisrael Bamos, you filled the whole Eretz Yisrael Bamos. Ela Amar Rav Chista says Rav Chista, I'll call Sheish V'Sheish Pesios on each six Pesios. Sure, Marie, they did one ox and one ram. I'll call Shishus Dorim on every six Sidorim. Shall Sheish Pesios every seven? Right, so six of six is 36. Shiva Porim V'Shiva Elim. Then they did the seven ox and the seven rams. Ksiv Kidon, it said with regards to the Goron Kidon in the beginning. Oh, yeah. And then, well, this is Divrei Yomim's, just wait. Here's Divrei Yomim, it says Kidon. Ksiv, and it says in Shmuel, it says Nochon. So it's referring to the same place. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, but Tzachila Kidon, in the beginning, it was like a spear when Uzzah got struck. And it was so Nochon. In the end, it was Nochon. After the Aaron just stay there for a while and it blessed the house of Oved Adomi. Okay, Nimsus Ato Ima. It comes out, there's Shlosha Mini Avonim. How are you? There were three sets of stones. Echor Cheheke Moshe Beretz Moab. One, the Moshe Rabbeinu put on the side of the Jordan on the east side. Shinema Be'evra Yardain Beretz Moab. In the side of the other side of the Jordan, in Eretz Moab, Hoyel Moshe Be'er, Moshe started to explain the Torah, and it says over there, it says Be'er Hativ, V'goyimah, or Lahalanu Hoimah, it says with regards to the ones that Yeshua put up in Gilgal, it says V'ksov to Aleim, Es Kol Divrei Torah Zois, and it carries on, and it says Be'er Hativ. So you see over there, that there's a Gezerah Shava. Ask you, Be'er, we learn from Be'er, Right. So therefore, we learn to the one that Moshe did on the side of the Yarden. Now, number two, Echad Shehekim Yeshua B'Tocha Yarden. Was the 12 stones that Yeshua did inside the Yarden. Shenema Ushtei Mesriot Avodim Hekim Yeshua B'Tocha Yarden. Ve'Echad, and the third set Shehekim Gilgal. They established in Gilgal. Shenema Ve'Eshtei Mesriot Avodim Ve'Ela Eshelokhu. The ones that they took with them, they put in its resting place in Gilgal. Tana Rabbanon. Kate said, "Cost for Israel as a Torah. How did they write the Torah? Yeah, on the ones that were on the Mizbeach. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer al Gabe Avonim. Cost for what? They wrote the Torah on the stones. Shneema uchusavto al Avonim. That's called the real Torah Zois. We go Omer, but achekach, and then only after writing the Torah, sodu oitam besid. They smeared it with lime. So Amalo Rabbi Shimon says to him, Rabbi Shimon, to Rabbi Yehuda, Ludvarach, quoting you, Hey Cholamdu Umos Shel Oisos Man. How did the nations of that time learn Torah? Okay, Amalo, he says to him, Bini Yisera, Nosan Behem. He gave them an extra level of understanding, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vishigra, when they sent, Noitirin, their scribes, Shelahen, Vikilpu, they peeled Esesid, they removed the lime coating, they see you are, and they basically copied it onto their, like a parchment or something. Because of this, that they basically had access to the Torah, Nischatom Gezar Dinom, Lever Shachas, there was sealed their judgment for the pit of destruction. Shahayel Lehem Lilmoid, they should have learned, Velo Lomdo, and they didn't learn. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he actually says, Al Gabi Sid Kosovo, they actually wrote it on top of the Sid, so it could be read well. Yeah, Rikosvul Lehem Lamata, and in addition to writing the Torah on top of the Sid, they wrote down at the bottom of the stones, Lama'ana Sheh Lo Yilmadu Eschem La'asoyz Kuchol. This is talking about that basically you should destroy all the seven nations in the land so that you shouldn't learn to do Avodah Zorah. We're going, Mahalamata, you learn though, Sheim Hayu Choizrim Tshuva, if they would do Tshuva, and we're going to say the ones in Chutz La'aretz, Hayim Mekablin Oisam, we're going to accept them because they're not going to lead you astray, and we'll be fine. So, Amar Rava Bar Shila. My time at Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason of Rabbi Shimon? That he says it's, Dechsev, Vahayu Amin Misrafoy Sid. The nations are going to be burnt because of the Sid. Yeah, Alas Ke Sid. So you see, it sounds like the Torah was written on the Sid. Yeah, but Rebbe Yehuda, Ki Sid. No, it's Rebbe Yehuda, it's a bit shmer. So what he'll explain to you, it's like Sid. Right? The nations are like Sid. Ma Sid, Ein Lutzakonah, just as Sid, the only way you can process it is Ella Srefa, is through Srefa, through a furnace. So Av Oysam, the Kusim, also those Kusim, Ein Lehem Tzakonah, Ella Srefa, they also need to be fixed with Srefa. Command as Laha. Who goes the following Bryce? Who does it go like? Titania, Vishavisa Shivyo. This is talking about Asia Yapis Toa in Milchamas Rishus in Chutz Laretz. Larabo is Kananim Shubachutz Laretz. It's coming to tell you that you can take a female Kananis and for Asia Yapis Toa, Shim Chosen Bachuva. If the Chosen Bachuva, Makabli Noisan, you can accept them. Command, Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Shimon. Now, we're going to speak about all the nases that happened on that day. See how many nases were done that day. They crossed the Yarden, which is quite a feat in itself. They went to Har Grizim, Al-Har Eval. It's more than 60 mil. It sounds like the person holds it was in the west. Thank you. The ain't called Birya. No creature could Yochol La'amoy Bifneim, was able to stand before them. And if they tried it, V'chol Ha'oymei Bifneim, anyone who did stand before them, Miad Nitras, he was basically went to in his pants. Shneema, Es Eimosi Eshaleach Lefonecho. I'm going to send my fear before you, V'hamoisi, I'm going to basically make you discombobulated in your innards, and you may feel the need to go. Yeah, Es Kol Ha'om Asher Tavoy Behem. All of the nation that you would come amongst them. We go, Ima. Va'oima. Tipul aleimah melso. V'fachad. Right. It will fall upon them. Fear. And they're going to be scared. Ad ya'avor amcha Hashem. Until your nation will cross. So zu b'rishona. This is talking about when they came in the times of Yeshua. Yeah. Ad ya'avor amzu kenisa. Right. This latter part of the pasuk is zu b'rishonia. It's talking about when they come back in the time of Ezra. Abamayato, I can say now because we'll makish them together. Ruim Hayisrael Asuis Lahem Nais. It was like slated for them for a nace to be made for them, but Beershnia, in the Beershnia, could be a Rishona, like just like the Beershona, that they went in with the Yad Ramah, no one could stop them. Yeah, Elashid Gormachay, the Chait caused the basically didn't happen. Okay. But Achakach, Heviu Es Avonim. After that, they brought the Avonim. So we're back to that day, right? So they brought the Avonim, They built a mizbech. Was to do who said they covered it with sid. Because we lame as called the Torah, and they wrote on it the Torah. So this is like Rabbi Shimon that you sid first, then Torah. B'shivim loshen in 70 languages. Shenema behetiv, because it says behetiv. Then v'halu oilus shlomim. They brought oilus shlomim. V'ochel v'shosu, and they ate and they drank. V'somchu v'boruch v'chalalu. Okay, some people say it's maybe the grass is brachel and mazon. V'kiplu es avonim, and then they. They dismantled the Avonim, Uba'u Balonu, and they walked to Gilgal, Shenema, Vahavartem, Oysom. It says you should take those stones, Imochem with you, Vinachtem, Anachtom, so you should place them, Oysom, B'malon, in the place you're sleeping. Ah, Yochu B'chol, Malon, Malon. Maybe you're going to think that every time you have your journey in Eretz Yisrael, that they're going to have to take the stones with them. Tamaloyma, Asher, Telinu, Boy, Halayla. He says, "In where are you going to sleep that night?" Receive the Eshteim Esrei Avonim Ha'Eila Asher Lokhu, and these 12 stones that you brought. And it says, in the end of that passage, it says, "Begilgal Tana Sira Loi Avra Imahem." These hornets that were used to as a weapon, they didn't go across the Jordan with them. Yeah, below, is that true? V'Hark Steve, it says, "Shalachti Es Atzir Lefonecho," and it will send. The wasp before you, and this is talking about three of the nations of the seven, and at least one of those was actually in Eber Yardim, on the other side, on the west side. So what's going on? So am I Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish? No, I'll explain to you. True, they didn't cross Al Svasa Yardin Omda, right? They actually didn't. They stood on the or flew on the bank of the west bank. The east bank, sorry, of the river, and Zarka Behem, and it shot in them, Mora, this bitter stuff, which I suppose is like venomous, and the Simsa, and it blinded Einayim, their eyes, Milamala, from above, the Sirsoson, and it castrated them, Milamata, Shenema, the Anuchi, Heshmati, Es Amori, I destroyed the Amori, Bipinayim, before you, Asher, Kugoyva Arozim, the height of the of cedar trees, Govhoi, the height, the Chasod, and the strong hook aloinim, like these oak trees. The Ashmid Piroyoi Mimal, and I destroyed its fruits from above, that's referring to the eyes, the Sharashov Mitakas, and also the castrated them from below the Goyman. So that's one answer. A different answer is Rapaparamar. No, it's not a steer. The Bryce says true, the steer didn't go with them, and the apostle seems to indicate they did. Yeah. How much stay tiros have we? There's actually two units of tiros. Right. Chad the Moisha, one was Moisha's unit, the Chad the Yeshua, and one was Yeshua's unit. The Moisha lo Ava, true, Moisha didn't go, but Yeshua Ava. Right.